This recording is from the British Council.
The first item in the news today is the recent elections that took place across the country. This was a crucial vote which may see a dramatic change in how the country develops over the coming years. Overall, a 54.5% voter turnout was registered. This represents an increase of 11% over the previous election and 6% above the average for the past 50 years. There's also been a slight change in demographics, with an increase in youth turnout in the 18 to 24 and 24 to 29-year-old brackets. Despite this increase, young people are still less likely to vote than older people. 84% of voters in the 70-plus age group came to the polling stations. Moving on. The global digital powerhouse ONK today posted quarterly results, which were above forecast. Back in March, Tim Bolling, CEO, issued a profit warning over fears that there would be losses following the recall of their leading product, the 40D device. In fact, the company posted quarterly revenue of $14.8 billion, which represents an increase of 11% from the same quarter a year ago. They also announced that they had sold 21 million 40D devices over the quarter. The company has provided the information that with this level of revenue, there will be a gross margin of 34-35%, ultimately leading to a $1.2 per share cash dividend awarded to shareholders. And in our final news item, we ask, will we soon be saying goodbye to coins and notes forever? The nationwide trend of using cashless payment options is increasing. There are a number of reasons for this development. A key reason for this is a growing interest in reducing the number of items people need to leave their homes with. As almost everyone carries a smartphone with them, and many people also have smartwatches, the ability to pay for things using one of these two technologies is particularly appealing. More and more retailers are accepting cashless payments, and in some cases, they've stopped accepting cash altogether.
This recording is from the British Council. To find more activities to practice your English, visit www.britishcouncil.org/learnenglish.